Back here at the Casey Center at mat number 6, the 10-seed Ace Cochran, the freshman of Glenwood, 44-7, going up against the 7-seed Cole Wibholm. The 7-seed, a sophomore from Clarion Goldfield Dallas, 32-7 on the year. That match is going to be happening here down at mat number 6 here very shortly, too, at 1:20. Brody Black of Glenwood, Joseph Lyke of Glenwood, Hayden Rouse of Shenandoah, Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah, now Lundville of Glenwood, Mason Kohler of Glenwood, and Drake Boothie will all be in the second round. We'll have that coming up here very shortly, too, as well. Down here on mat number 6, though, Cochran of Glenwood and Wibholm of Clarion Goldfield Downs, right off the whistle. Shot attempt there coming from Wibholm, now to a front arm here. Is Wibholm on Cochran. Cochran trying to be able to work his way into this high crotch here. Underhook here on the left side. They're going to break out of it and still stay here down at the center. Mat number 6, minute 45, going in this first period. Now goes down to a shot attempt here is Cochran. Now another shot attempt. Shot attempt here, low double leg here coming from Wimhold. Nice quick shot there. Gets himself a takedown here for 3. Cochran's able to get up to his feet, tries to be able to break his feet out of it. Actually going to end up on top here of Wibholm. Trying to be able to get himself a reversal and does, has the armbar go just a little slip there from Wibholm, and Cochran's able to find himself on top and now going for an armbar here, has the lever here looking to be able to get himself on this turn. Wibholm's got, trying to be able to build this base back up to his feet, and Wibholm does a nice job of using the momentum of Cochran, just kind of lets himself get turned and then rolls straight on through and is able to get himself a reversal for 2. Now leads here 5-2. A lot of action here in this first period down on mat number 6. 5-2, Wibholm leads over Cochran of Glenwood. Cochran gets set. Wibholm covers. Chop and jam on the left side here. Cochran up to his feet looking for a standing cradle here as Wibholm. Cochran trying to be able to fight the hands and does. Now gets himself a single leg and now gets himself the milkshake right there. And Cochran's going to put Wibholm on his back. That's your textbook milkshake right there. For those of you who don't know, you get yourself up to your feet, get yourself the escape, and shoot right off the get-go. And as you get to your feet, pretty much call that a 4-point move. And Cochran does it and flips the lead and now leads here 6-5 with 27 seconds left here in this first period. Again, looking for another armbar. Goes to a cross face. Now maybe able to get himself to a Turk. 18 seconds left here. Cochran leads here 6-5. Still going out to the right side here. Wibholm trying to be able to get himself back up to a base. Now almost looking for a cradle attempt here is Cochran. Nice follow. Now to a switch attempt here from Wibholm. Cochran trying to be able to continue to follow. Now down onto a leg here is Wibholm. And that's going to do it here for your first period. A lot of action here in this first period. And we're going to go on to the second. It's going to be Cochran's choice. Cochran's going to choose bottom. 6-5 again. Cochran leads. Cochran set. Wibholm covers. Off the whistle. Onto the right side here. Throws in a leg here as Wibholm. Cochran trying to be able to spin and face. Up to his feet and faces and gets himself in on an escape for 1. But then Wibholm goes right in onto a shot. Cochran trying to be able to have heavy hips here. Trying to free hip in. But in tight here is Wibholm. Cochran trying to keep the pressure away. Trying to lift the elbow on a side. Goes inside here. Now in a front head and arm position. Gets himself onto his own shot. Gets himself a takedown here for 3. Has a cross face. Now trying to be able to lift this through and get himself in on a Turk. Leads here now 10-5. With a minute 25 left here. Cochran leads. Cross face onto the right side here for Cochran. Now has it onto this leg. Now looking for himself to get a cradle in. Looking for the bow and arrow cradle. Puts his head in the hole. Trying to run this straight through. Has the leg split. Now trying to be able to lift the head. But Wibholm has his arm caught. Onto Cochran. Cochran trying to be able to fight him off here. Still has his leg. Now trying to be able to work his way over to get some more near fall. 56 seconds left here. Cochran trying to be able to spread this out here. Trying to be able to get some near fall here. Almost catching himself a little too high here. There's going to be some near fall swipes for Cochran. Going to get 4 and now going to extend this lead to 14-5. Now trying to be able to readjust here and look for himself to get the fall. Now to a cross face here is Cochran. Now trying to be able to work his way around into a butcher. Now lifts the leg here again of Wibholm. Still going to say it's the same hold though. He's not going to get any more near fall swipes, but he's going to land up here on top, looking to be able to get himself the fall. Needs to be able to readjust here. Wibholm has the leg here of Cochran. Cochran needs to be able to readjust. 15 seconds left here again. He leads now 10 to 5. Doing a really good job. Now gets him tight in on this Butcher, trying to be able to work his way around. 7 seconds left here. Cochran trying to be able to finish this off here. 1 second left, and Cochran, if there's just a couple more ticks on the clock, who's going to be looking at a fall? Cochran just moving in dominating fashion here so far. It's going to lead 14 to 5. Going to be Wibholm's choice. Wibholm's going to choose neutral. Going to go back to the center. Cochran bringing pressure in forward. Now goes into another shot attempt. Nice job looking for a high crotch here. Wibholm tries to be able to do a chin wizard down. Cochran still trying to be able to work his way to the outside here, trying to be able to cut the corner. Wibholm, with these long limbs that he has, is still working on Cochran. Cochran trying to be able to close the gap in. Now gets himself in onto a double leg here. Watch out for the chin whip here. Nice job from Cochran. There was a neck wrench in on there, but Cochran does a good job of just continuing to put the pressure forward. Now has himself locked up into a cradle almost. Could do a leg cradle if he wanted to here, but minute 18 left here, 17 to 5. Cochran looking for more. Trying to be able to scoop the foot here of Wibholm. Now trying to be able to fight, and they're going to call it into a stalemate. 17-5, minute 08 left here. Cochran leads. When you move on to tomorrow, to the quarterfinals. Wibholm set. Cochran will cover. Chop and jam onto the right side. Now goes to a bear claw ride. Minute 5 left here. Cochran just riding tough here on top. Now goes down to a leg into this Butcher. Now looking for a crossface cradle. Has this locked up here. Going to try to maybe go to a ball and chain tilt. Stays out of it, but just keeps being relentless here is Cochran. I'd say he's probably wrestling one of his better matches of the year here so far. What a better time to do it than at the state tournament. Now looking for another Turk. Has the chin. Looking for it here. Now to still onto this crossface. 35 seconds left here. 17-5 lead for Cochran. Still riding tough here on top. Looking himself for another crossface cradle. 25 seconds left here. Cochran still riding strong here. Now again looking for another cradle attempt. Wibholm's able to get up to his feet. 17 to 6. 12 seconds left here. All Cochran's got to do is just stay out of the throws. And nice job. There's another shot attempt there coming. Looking like a headlock coming from Wibholm. And Ace Cochran able to pull up the upset here in this second round in dominant fashion. What a great match that was. And wins 20-6. 20-6, and Ace Cochran's going to move on to tomorrow. He's going to end up winning this match by major decision and will win 20-6, and we'll move on to the quarterfinals tomorrow. Up here very shortly, we're going to have Brody Black of Glenwood and Rowan Burnt of Burlington Notre Dame. That'll happen here in just a few minutes, but for now, we'll send it back to the studios over at KCSI, and we'll be back here shortly.